I thank God for Jesus, his only begotten son, who came down on this earth to save us. That's my message for you, just in close here in these few minutes. Call on Jesus. Call on Jesus. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what you're having to endure right now. I don't know what your struggle is, but Jesus knows. Every single one of us has a place in the hands of God's grace and love. But you got to call on Jesus. You have to ask for him. Ask for him to come into your life tonight. Ask for him to be Savior. He'll forgive you of all of your sins. He'll set you free. He'll make you a new person. What an amazing story about how this guy was sitting there in the bar and draws this picture of Ralph. And Ralph couldn't even recognize himself. But then as he looked closer, realizing that this man, bound by sin, struggles, angry, hurt, and bitter, now he stands before you, a new person, humbly telling you about Jesus Christ. Just listen to me. In Psalm 86, Scripture says, "For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving." He's a good God. And he offers forgiveness of sins for everything that you've done wrong. He desires to forgive you. You abound in steadfast love to all who call upon you. Tonight, call in Jesus. He offers steadfast love. This love never runs out. And you can't outrun this love. It just continues to pour out. It's the power of his love. It's beyond you and I. It reaches to the deepest places of loneliness and to the highest places of our own pride and arrogance. Oh man, this steadfast love is, it's amazing. "Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my plea for grace." God hears your cry tonight. God, be gracious. God, help me. God, I need you. He hears your prayer tonight. You know, sometimes in life you feel like God hasn't heard your prayer, or you feel like you're not good enough to pray, or you feel like just every time that I do pray, there's this you wrestle with this guilt or feeling like you don't deserve anything to do with God, but he hears. He hears you tonight. As you call on Jesus, he hears you tonight. "In the day of my trouble, I'll call upon you, for you answer me. There's none like you among the gods, O Lord." That's what Scripture says. "There is none like you among the gods, O Lord." Maybe tonight you've lived your life worshiping other gods. Maybe you've made money an idol. You've made your career an idol. Maybe even like Ava said, you've made clothes and friends and, you know, the need for affirmation from guys or from girls. And that those really are idols in our life that get in the way of really knowing who really loves you, and that's Jesus Christ. There's no God greater than our God. The idols of this world will never satisfy, will never fulfill you, will never allow you to finally come to a place of peace in life. They don't. They don't satisfy. It doesn't matter what your wardrobe looks like. It doesn't matter how well things are going in your career. It doesn't matter what's in your bank. Those things never satisfy. It doesn't matter what your social status is and your social media status is. It doesn't matter how many friends you have on Facebook. It doesn't matter whether you've got 5,000 or 50,000 friends on Instagram. There's never enough when it comes to the pursuit of affirmation from men and women. It's never enough. He just, you want to feel loved. You want to feel loved, like Ralph said. You just want to hear someone tell you, man, you look great today. Man, I love you. Man, you're so special. But that comes from God. The steadfast love of God. That comes from God. And that was made very real to men and women 2,000 years ago when Jesus came and died on the cross for all of our sins. That amazing love that comes from Jesus Christ, who took our place when it should have been us, but he stepped in and he died for us. The scripture says, all the nations you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. Everyone's going to bow to Jesus. That's what it is, my brothers and sisters. Everyone at the end bows to Jesus Christ. He says, for you are great and you do wondrous things. You alone are God. Nobody else. I am not my own God. I am not my own God. Only one true God. Muhammad is not God. Buddha is not God. Hare Krishna is not God. The trees are not God. The flowers are not God. Science is not God. There is only one true God, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And he doesn't share his power with anyone and anything. All power belongs to him. I want you to know that. This is how I say tonight, call on Jesus. If you want freedom, if you want victory, call on Jesus. It says, teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name, not to be scared, but to come to a place where you're fully surrendered to Jesus Christ. I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever, for great is your steadfast love towards me. It's great. Your love for me is great. His love for you is great. His love for you is amazing. His love for you never runs out. If you want to know that you're loved, well, you're in the right place. You're loved tonight. You're deeply loved. This is the word of the Lord. And I'll read this last verse. Great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol, which means you have delivered me and set me free from darkness. You have delivered me from the hand of the enemy. You have delivered me from despair. I want that to be your prayer tonight. I want you to know tonight that there is deliverance in the name of Jesus, but you've got to call on Jesus tonight. He can set you free. He can set you free from every addiction. He can set you free from the bondage of those things that have held you and kept you in this place of depression and loneliness. For every angry man in here, you can be set free from anger. For every person here that's bitter, that's hurting, that's wounded, you can be free from that bitter root that's in your heart, that's choking you to death. But Jesus steps in. If you call on the name of Jesus, he has the power to cut the root up and tear it up, and it be no end in your heart. Would you stand up with me? Tonight, you don't call your boyfriend, you don't call your girlfriend. Call your mama later. I love mothers. But right now, tonight, I want you to call on Jesus. Listen, I know, right? You know, we all need a friend, but there's no friend like Jesus Christ. I know that there are people in here that are struggling with loneliness, fear, anger. I know that there are people here that they leave out of here and they go to the bar and they just sit at the bar. And they just can't figure out life. It's not for you to figure out. Life is about having faith in Jesus Christ, who worked it all out 2,000 years ago. Listen to me. When you hear people clap around you, let me tell you, that's what we call the amen crowd, because God has set them free. So don't be intimidated by those that are putting up a shout, because actually we're just like you. We were lost and we were bound by sin. We were struggling. We were hurting. We were looking for some sense of identity, like Jasona said. We were searching for affirmation from people and relationships and boyfriends and girlfriends, husbands and wives, just like Ava says. And like Ralph, we just going through life and we just want somebody to love us. But tonight, I tell you, I really want this entire congregation of people here to be able to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. So for every person whose heart is open to receive tonight, and you want to know Jesus truly as Savior, as healer, as deliverer, call on Jesus. And I'm going to invite you to come up here. I want to pray with you. And you're going to call on Jesus right here. And we're going to say, Jesus, heal me. Jesus, set me free. Don't wrestle with it. Just do it. You just make your way out of your seat. You just get down here. You want to be free. Call on Jesus. And I want to pray with you. We're going to call on Jesus together right up here. You get out of your seat. You make your way. Bring your boyfriend. Bring your girlfriend. Your husband, your wife, your friend.
Yes, Jesus.
This is not religion we're talking about. We're talking about a relationship with Jesus Christ that sets you free forever. And Jesus makes you a new person so that, like Ralph, you don't have to take the napkin home and keep looking at this terrible person. But tonight, if you call on Jesus, you'll be a new person. You'll be a new person. Call on Jesus. I grew up in a Pentecostal church. Keep coming, but I'm going to keep talking to you. Listen. I grew up in a Pentecostal church down south. And before I understood what it was, I was told to do it. Sometimes I feel like I need to take a trip back down to Virginia, to the deaconesses and the grandmothers of the church by now, and let them know, I got it now. Mama, I got it. Grandma, I got it. I'm calling on Jesus. I'm calling on my Savior. You got to know who He is before you can understand that there's power in His name. And there's a generation that's calling out everything else but the great name, that great name, Jesus Christ. Even as I'm talking, you come down here. Call on Jesus. We call on a whole lot of other things. Our favorite artist, our favorite singer, our favorite rapper, our favorite book, our favorite TV show. There's a real popular TV show that's out right now. It's called Power. Folks, we need to watch what we title, because everything about that show is far from the power that I know is the one and only true God. And listen to me, because in life and in media and the world, we're always searching for that outlet that allows us to feel some kind of way, at least temporarily. But tonight, there is this permanent power that desires to reside in your heart. It's a liberating power. It's not a TV show. It's not temporary. It's not a satisfaction that we get that soothes our fantasies and our imagination. It goes beyond what you pull up on the laptop and allows you to experience pleasure for the moment. I'm talking about a pleasure that is eternal. I'm talking about a pleasure that sets your soul free. I'm talking about a pleasure that is going to take you one day to a place where you will live with God for the rest of your life. I'm talking about the man, the Son of God, Jesus. And so you come and you call on that great name and you watch in faith what will happen. But I invite you to come, get out of your seat right now. We're going to worship the Lord, but we're going to call on the name Jesus. And you're going to be free tonight. Call on the name Jesus and you will be free. Put your faith in him. Call on the name Jesus. That's right, you come. Call on the name Jesus. Hallelujah. I just still feel like there's some people that don't understand what's about to happen here. If you believe in faith, addiction will be broken. If you have an addiction, I want you to get up here right now.
Yes, Lord.
If you are struggling with an addiction, I want you to get up here right now. Because we're about to call on the name of Jesus. We're about to put up a shout right now, and every addiction is going to be broken. The addiction to drugs is going to be broken. The addiction to cigarettes is going to be broken now in the name of Jesus. The addiction to alcohol is going to be broken now in the name of Jesus. The addiction to pornography, the addiction to pornography is going to be broken now in the name of Jesus. The addiction to gambling, broken now in the name of Jesus. Just come down, come down. Pray this prayer with me. I call on your name, Jesus. You are my Savior. Forgive me of my sins. I have failed. But I thank you, Jesus, because you stepped in. You came to set me free. You died on the cross. And you rose again on the third day. Make me a new person. Give me your power to live my life changed and set free. I'm gonna go out of here and I'm gonna walk in victory. I'm gonna be a new person. I've got power inside of me. In the name of Jesus, addiction is broken. I am set free. I am delivered from darkness because of you, Jesus. Because of you, Jesus. I believe in your name. My faith is in you. Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I will follow you. In your name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah.